Good morning, everyone. My name is Corrine Backey. I am a staff lawyer and currently acting executive director of the South Asian Legal Clinic of Ontario. We are a community aid legal clinic that provides legal services to South Asians living in poverty. We also support grassroots campaigns for actual justice, like the Shelter Sanctuary Status campaign, as we see oftentimes how enforcement of the letter of the law itself, particularly in immigration matters, can break apart our communities and hurt our communities. And when we found out about these raids at women's shelters this week, we at SALCO were extremely outraged and shocked. At our clinic, we have seen providing services to increasing numbers of non-status women who are surviving violence, especially at the hands of either their partners or their employers. We are assisting one such client right now, actually, who is in the shelter system. We're helping her with her humanitarian application. And in fact, as a result of finding out about these raids, she's afraid to even exercise her legal remedy to submit an application because she's afraid then the CBSA is going to know where she is, where other women in the shelter that she's at are, and remove them from the shelter. As a lawyer, I'm also increasingly sort of terrified and concerned with the intensification of attacks on non-citizens in Canada more generally, especially under this government, which has also been coupled by dramatic policy and legal shifts over the last year. Immigration Minister Jason Kenney, for instance, just announced last summer and in the fall as well, plans to completely overhaul the current refugee determination process, which, albeit flawed itself, very much flawed, what the proposals call for are, or what people are fearing, are actually fewer procedural entitlements and sort of like the creation of a two-tier system where people from certain countries of origin will actually have less safeguards because their claims will be determined probably by an officer as opposed to an independent tribunal. We'll be yet to see what happens with that, but these are some of the fears that the legal community has raised. We also already know that claims of gender-based persecution are not given the serious attention they deserve by the board, which often states that if a woman is from a country of origin that on paper is a democracy, that she should be able to avail herself of state protection at home, or that her rights at home will be protected. We clearly know that this is not the case, as Anna Willits mentioned the case of Gris, a young woman from Mexico who was returned to Mexico, deported essentially to her death. We also know that about 3/4 of the 13,000 people that are deported from Canada each year, most of them from this city itself, are failed refugee claimants. Who often face risk when they return home. And these numbers we're expecting are actually going to increase in the coming months and years. The government's 2010 immigration targets call for drastic reductions to the number of refugee claims that are actually accepted in Canada. And we see that denying status to women, especially surviving violence, is going to force them into more precarious situations, dangerous situations, where they have even fewer spaces of support. And I think the recent cases of this last week of border guards going into what should be sanctuary spaces for people surviving violence and taking them out to detain and deport them speaks volumes on International Women's Day to this government's actual respect for the rights of migrant women, their rights to safety and security. This kind of tactic has to stop and totally flies in the face of any real protection for women's human rights. So we're demanding that this policy just be shut down. Thank you.